Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 8, Text 24. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Vishan Mahagne Purushada Darshanad Asat Sabhaya Vana Vasa Krishrataha Mridhe Mridhe Neka Maharatasvrato Drauni Astratash Astratash Chasma Hare Birakshita Vishan Mahagne Purushada Darshanad Ahat Sabhaya Vanavasa Krishrata Mrite Mrite Neka Maharatastrato Dronyastratas Chasma Hare Birakshita Vishan Mahagne Purushad Darshanad Asat Sabhaya Vanavasa Krishrataha Mridhe Mridhe Neka Maharatastrato Dronyastratas Chasma Hare Birakshita Vishan Mahagne Purushad Darshanad Asat Sabhaya Vanavasa Krishrata Mridhe Mridhe Neka Maharatastrato Dronyastratas Chasma Hare Birakshita Kindly chant. Vishat. From poison. Maha Agne. From the great fire. Purusha Ada. The man eaters. Darshanat. By combating. Asat. Vicious. Subhaya. Assembly. Vanavasa. Exiled to the forest. Kritshtrataha. Sufferings. Mridhe mridhe. Again and again in battle. Aneka. Many. Maharata. Great generals. Astrataha. Weapons. Drauni. The son of Dronacharya. Astrataha. From the weapon of. Cha. And. Asma. Indicating past tense. Hare. O my Lord. Abhirakshita. Protected completely. Translation, please repeat. My dear Krishna, your lordship has protected us from a poison cake, from a great fire, from cannibals, from the vicious assembly, from sufferings during our exile in the forest, and from the battle where great generals fought. And now you have saved us from the weapon of Ashvatthama. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The list of dangerous encounters is submitted herein. Devaki was once put into difficulty by her envious brother. Otherwise, she was well. But Kunti Devi and her sons were put into one difficulty after another for years and years together. They were put into trouble by Duryodhan and his party due to the kingdom. And each and every time the sons of Kunti were saved by the Lord. Once Bhim was administered poison in a cake. Once they were put into the house made of shellac and set afire. And once Draupadi was dragged out, and attempts were made to insult her by stripping her naked in the vicious assembly of the Kurus. The Lord saved Draupadi by supplying an immeasurable length of cloth, and Duryodhan's party failed to see her naked. Similarly, when they were exiled in the forest, Bhima had to fight with the man-eater demon Hidimbi Rakshasa, but the Lord saved him. So it was not finished there. After all these tribulations, there was the great battle of Kurukshetra, and Arjuna had to meet such great generals as Drona, Bhishma, and Karna, and all powerful fighters. And at last, even when everything was done away with, there was the Brahmastra released by the son of Dronacharya to kill the child within the womb of Uttara. And so the Lord saved the only surviving descendant of the Kurus, Maharaj Parikshit. That ends the purport, right? So I looked at this verse yesterday, and then I saw what they have put in that book, Teachings of Queen Kunti. And I cannot do any better than what Prabhupada has written in the prayers by Queen Kunti. So I'm going to read that, because Prabhupada's purport, how can you do better? So those of you who are looking for me to give a hellfire and brimstone, not this time. Today we're simply going to hear the message of His Divine Grace. Please forgive my offenses. Here, Kunti remembers all the dangers through which she passed before the Pandavas regained their kingdom. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, Kaunteya prati janihi namai bhakta pranasyati. My dear Arjuna, you may declare it to the world that my devotee is never vanquished. The Pandavas, the sons of Pandu, were great devotees of Lord Krishna. But because people in the material world are interested in material things, the Pandavas were put into many dangers. Their materialistic uncle, Dhritarashtra, was always planning to kill them and usurp the kingdom for his own sons. That was his policy from the very beginning. Once, Dhritarashtra constructed a house of lac, which was so inflammable that when touched with a match, it would immediately burst into fire. Then he told his nephews and his sister-in-law Kunti, I have constructed a very nice house, and you should go live there for some time. But Dhritarashtra's brother Vidura informed them of Dhritarashtra's policy. Quote, he wants you to go to that house so that you may burn to ashes. When Dhritarashtra's son Duryodhan understood that Vidura had thus informed the Pandavas, he was very angry. Such is the nature of politics. Then, although the Pandavas knew our uncle's plan is to send us into that house and set it afire, they agreed to go there. After all, Dhritarashtra was their guardian, and they did not want to be disobedient to the order of a superior. But they dug a tunnel under that house, and when the house was set on fire, they escaped. Another time, when the Pandavas were at home, Dhritarashtra gave them poison cakes, but they escaped from being poisoned. Then, Purushada Darshanat, they met a man-eating demon named Hidimba Rakshasa, but Bhima fought with him and killed him. On another occasion, the Pandavas were cheated in a game of chess in the royal assembly of the Kurus. Dhritarashtra, Bhishma Dev, Dronacharya, and other elderly persons were present. And somehow or other, Draupadi, the wife of the Pandavas, was placed as a bet. Now if you lose, the Kurus told the Pandavas, Draupadi will no longer be your wife. So when the Pandavas lost the game, Karna and Dushasan immediately captured her. Now you no longer belong to your husbands, they told her. You are our property, and we can deal with you as we like. Previously, Karna had been insulted during Draupadi's Svayamvara. In those days, a very qualified princess would select her own husband in a ceremony called Svayamvara. In modern America, of course, any girl may select a husband as she likes. Although for a common girl, this is actually not very good. But even in those times, an uncommon, highly qualified girl who knew how to select a good husband was given the chance to do so. Even this, however, was limited by very strict conditions. Draupadi's father, for example, placed a fish on the ceiling, and he stipulated that in order to qualify to marry his daughter, a prince had to shoot an arrow and pierce the eye of the fish without directly seeing the fish, but seeing only its reflection in a pot of water on the floor. When these conditions were declared, many princes came to compete, for a responding to a challenge is a principle for a kshatriya, a heroic leader. In the assembly for Draupadi's Svayamvara, Karna was present. Draupadi's real purpose was to accept Arjuna as her husband. But Karna was there, and she knew that if he competed, Arjuna would not be able to succeed. At that time, it was not known that Karna was a Kshatriya. He was born the son of Kunti before her marriage, but that was a secret. Karna had been maintained by a carpenter, and therefore he was known as Shudra, a member of the lowest occupational division of society. Draupadi took advantage of this by saying, "In this assembly, only Kshatriyas may compete. I do not want any carpenter to come here and take part in the competition." In this way, Karna was excluded. Karna regarded this as a great insult, and therefore when Draupadi was lost in the game, he was first to come forward. He was Duryodhan's great friend, and he said, "Now we want to see the naked beauty of Draupadi." Present at that meeting were elderly persons like Dhritarashtra, Bhishma, and Dronacharya, but they did not protest. They did not say, "What is this? You are going to strip a lady naked in this assembly?" Because they did not protest, they are described as Asat Sabhaya, an assembly of uncultured men. Only an uncultured man wants to see a woman naked, although nowadays that has become fashionable. According to the Vedic culture, a woman is not supposed to be naked before anyone except her husband. Therefore, because these men wanted to see Draupadi naked in that great assembly, they were all rascals. The word sat means gentle, and asat means rude. Therefore, Kunti Devi prays to Lord Krishna, "You saved Draupadi in that assembly of rude men." When the Kurus were taking away Draupadi's sari to see her naked, Krishna supplied more and more cloth for the sari, and therefore they could not come to the end of it. Finally, with heaps of cloth stacked in the room, they became tired and realized she would never be naked. They could understand it is impossible. At first, Draupadi had to try to hold on to her sari. But what could she do? After all, she was a woman, and the Kurus were trying to strip her naked. So she cried and prayed to Krishna, "Save my honor." But she also tried to save herself by holding on to her sari. Then she thought, "It is impossible to save my honor in this way." And she let go and simply raised her arms and prayed, "Krishna, if you like, you can save me." Thus the Lord responded to her prayers. Therefore, it is not very good to try to save oneself. Rather, one should simply depend on Krishna. "Krishna, if you save me, that is all right. Otherwise, kill me. You may do as you like." As Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, "Manasa deha geho yo kichu more, arpilun tuapade nanda kishore." My dear Lord, whatever I have in my possession, I surrender unto you. And what do I have? I have this body and mind. I have a little home and my wife and children. But whatever I have, I surrender everything unto you. This is full surrender. A devotee of Krishna surrenders unto Krishna without reservation, and therefore he is called akinchana. The word akinchana refers to something one reserves for oneself. And akinchana means that one does not keep anything for oneself. Of course, although actually one should surrender in this world, in this way. Actually, one should surrender in this way. In the material world, one should not artificially imitate those who are fully surrendered. That's a very important practical instruction. I'll read that again. Of course, although actually one should surrender in this way, in the material world, one should not artificially imitate those who are fully surrendered. According to the example set by Rupa Goswami, whatever possessions one has, one should give 50% for Krishna and 25% for one's relatives, who will also expect something, and one should keep 25% for personal emergencies. Before his retirement, Rupa Goswami divided his money in this way, although later, when his brother Sanatan Goswami, another great devotee, was arrested, Rupa Goswami spent everything. This is full surrender. Similarly, Draupadi fully surrendered to Krishna without trying to save herself. And then unlimited yards of cloth were supplied, and the Kurus could not see her naked. But then, in the next game of chess, the bet was that if the Pandavas lost the game, they would go to the forest for 12 years. Thereafter, they were to remain incognito for 1 year, and if detected, they would have to live in the forest again for another 12 years. This game also the Pandavas lost. So for 12 years, they lived in the forest, and for 1 year, incognito. It was while they were living incognito that Arjuna won Uttara. These incidents are all recorded in the book known as the Mahabharata. The word Maha means great or greater, and Bharata refers to India. Thus, the Mahabharata is the history of greater India. Sometimes people regard these accounts as stories or mythology, but that is nonsense. The Mahabharata and the Puranas are histories, although they are not chronological. If the history of such a vast period of time was recorded chronological, how many pages would it have to be? Therefore, only the most important incidents are selected and described in the Mahabharata. Kunti prays to Krishna by describing how he saved the Pandavas on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Mrdhe mrdhe neka mahatharastrata. On the battlefield of Kurukshetra, there were great, great fighters called Maharathas. Just as military men in modern days are given titles like lieutenant, captain, commander, commander-in-chief, formerly there were titles like Ekaratha, Atiratha, and Maharatha. The word Ratha means chariot. So if a warrior could fight against one chariot, he was called Ekaratha. And if he could fight against thousands of chariots, he was called Maharatha. All the commanders on the battlefield of Kurukshetra were Maharathas. Many of them are mentioned in Bhagavad Gita. Bhishma, Karna, and Dronacharya were especially great commanders. They were such powerful fighters that although Arjuna was also a Maharatha, before them he was nothing. But by the grace of Krishna, he was able to kill Karna, Bhishma, Dronacharya, and the others, and come out victorious. mouth while speaking with Shukadeva Goswami. Maharaj Parikshit also referred to this. This battlefield of Kurukshetra, he said, was just like an ocean, and the warriors were like many ferocious aquatic animals. But by the grace of Krishna, my grandfather Arjuna crossed over this ocean very easily. This is very significant. We have many enemies who may be very powerful fighters, but if we remain under the protection of Krishna, no one can do us any harm. Rakhe Krishna mare ke, mare Krishna rakhe ke. He whom Krishna protects, no one can kill. But if Krishna wants to kill someone, no one can give him protection. For example, suppose a very rich man is suffering from disease. He may have a first-class physician, medicine, and hospital available for him. But still, he may die. This means that Krishna desired, this man must die. Therefore, the so-called protective methods we have devised will be useless if Krishna does not desire us to live. The demon Ravana was very powerful, but when Krishna, in the form of Lord Ramachandra, desired to kill him, no one could protect him. Ravan was a great devotee of Lord Shiva and was praying to Lord Shiva, please, come save me from this danger. But Lord Shiva did not come. Then Parvati, Lord Shiva's wife, asked Lord Shiva, what is this? He is such a great devotee and has served you so much, and now he is in danger and is asking your help. Why are you not going to help him? Then Lord Shiva replied, my dear Parvati, what shall I do? I cannot give him protection. It is not possible. Why shall I go? Therefore, if God wants to kill someone, no one can give him protection. And if God wants to protect someone, no one can kill him. Rakhe Krishna mare ke, mare Krishna rakhe ke. Thus, Kunti is remembering how Krishna saved her and her sons one time after another. This is Smaranam, thinking of Krishna. Krishna, you are so kind to us that you have saved us from many great dangers. Without you, there was no hope. Then the last danger was Dronyastra, the weapon of Ashvatthama, the son of Drona. Ashvatthama performed a most abominable act by killing the five sons of the Pandavas. Of course, in the battle of Kurukshetra, both sides belonged to the same family, and practically everyone was killed. But the five sons of the Pandavas survived. So Ashvatthama thought, if I kill these five sons of the Pandavas and present their heads to Duryodhan, he will be very much pleased. Therefore, when the five sons were sleeping, he severed their heads, which he then presented to Duryodhan. At that time, Duryodhan was incapacitated. His spine was broken, and he could not move. Ashvatthama said, I have brought you the five heads of the Pandavas, my dear Duryodhan. At first, Duryodhan was very glad, but he knew how to test the heads to see whether they were in fact the heads of the Pandavas. When he pressed the heads collapsed, and Duryodhan said, oh, these are not the heads of the Pandavas. They must be the heads of their sons. When Ashvatthama admitted that this was so, Duryodhan fainted. And when he revived, he said, You have killed all our hopes. And I had hoped that in our family, at least these five sons would survive. But now you have killed them. Thus, in lamentation, he died. Subsequently, Arjuna arrested Aswatthama and was going to kill him. In fact, Krishna ordered, kill him. He is not a Brahmin. He is less than a Shudra. But then Draupadi said, I am suffering because of the death of my sons, and this rascal is the son of our Guru Maharaj, Dronacharya, who has done so much for us. If Aswatthama dies, then Dronacharya's wife, our mother guru, will be very much unhappy. So release him and let him go away. Thus Arjuna freed Aswatthama. But then Aswatthama, having been insulted, retaliated by unleashing a Brahmastra. The Brahmastra is something like a nuclear weapon. It can go to the enemy wherever he is and kill him. Aswatthama knew the last descendant of the Kuru family is Parikshit, the son of Abhimanyu. He is in the womb of Uttara, so let me kill him also, and then the entire dynasty will be finished. When that weapon was unleashed, Parikshit Maharaj's mother, Uttara, felt that she was going to have a miscarriage, and therefore she approached Krishna saying, please save me. And Krishna, by his mystic power, therefore entered the womb of Uttara and saved the child. After the battle of Kurukshetra, Parikshit Maharaj, who was still in the womb of his mother, was the last remaining descendant of the Pandavas. And in mature time when he was born, only his grandfathers were still alive. Parikshit Maharaj was the son of Abhimanyu, who was the son of Arjuna and Subhadra, Krishna's sister. When Abhimanyu was 16 years old, he went to fight, and seven great commanders joined forces to kill him. Subhadra had only one grandchild, Parikshit Maharaj. As soon as he grew up, the entire estate of the Pandavas was entrusted to him, and all the Pandavas left home and went to the Himalayas. This history is described in the Mahabharata. Many great misfortunes befell the Pandavas, but in all circumstances, they simply depended on Krishna, who always saved them. Queen Kunti's response to these misfortunes is recorded in the next verse. Thank you for hearing the words of our founder Acharya. One thing I can say, Prabhupada's description here, even if you have not read the Mahabharata, Prabhupada herein has just given you the essential lessons to be learned. I read the Mahabharata a few years ago, and one incident always remains with me. The incident is when Kunti goes to see her son, Karna, and she reveals how he is her son. Karna never knew until Kunti revealed it. And Kunti asked him, you should join with your brothers, the Pandavas. Karna could not do that. But then, after Krishna came to Hastinapur with the peace proposal, Krishna knew that the Kauravas were not going to accept. But Krishna said, still, I have to try. Even though I know they're going to insult me, still it is my duty to at least try. So Krishna came to that assembly in Hastinapur and made his peace proposal. And what was the peace proposal? Krishna said, the Pandavas want peace. Yes. So just give them their rightful portion of the kingdom, as was previously agreed upon after the gambling match. They fulfilled all their promises. Still, Duryodhan would not give. So Krishna's peace proposal was a failure. In fact, they tried to arrest Krishna, because that was Duryodhan's plan. But Krishna, he exhibited a universal form. And for the first time in his life, Dhritarashtra could see. All his life he was blind, but on this occasion, he got to see Krishna's universal form. And then, after the show, again, Dhritarashtra became blind. So after this, Krishna went to see Karna in the early morning, because Karna had good sadhana, as we should also have good sadhana. Karna would always go to the river to worship. And it was said that if you went at this time, Karna would give whatever charity you asked. So Krishna went there and he told Karna, come on my chariot, we shall talk. And Krishna's chariot driver, no, he was left. It was just Krishna and Karna. And Krishna drove. And Krishna told Karna, I love this. Krishna told Karna, so now you know that you are Kunti's son. Why don't you join the Pandavas? I guarantee you, Yudhishthir, Bhim, Arjuna, Nakul, they will all follow you. They will accept you as their leader. And then Krishna said, I also will follow you. If Krishna came up to you right now, who would reject that offer from Krishna? Who is that fool? Where Krishna says, I will follow you. Therefore, Karna is an idiot. Then, to sweeten the deal, Krishna, this blows my mind. Krishna said, not only that, Draupadi will also accept you as her husband. Who would say no to that? But no. Karna thought he was better moralist than Krishna. In the Bhagavad Gita, what does Krishna say? Sarva dharman prayuja. Give up all your concocted ideas of what is religion. Here is Krishna telling Karna, come, you'll be the head, you'll have Draupadi. And what does Karna say? No. I owe my allegiance to Duryodhan. He was the only one who picked me up when I had nothing. Because Prabhupada told the incident that at Draupadi Swayamvara, Karna was not allowed. So, at that time, Duryodhan said, No. I'm making him a Kshatriya right now. I'm giving him a kingdom. So, because of that, Karna felt, oh, I owe everything to this Duryodhan. So, here is a classic example, Sarvadhamman Parityaja. Karna thought, it is a higher religious principle to stay with my good friend Duryodhan. So this, for me, is a very valuable lesson. Nothing is higher than surrender to Krishna. We may think something's right, something's wrong, something's moral or immoral, like Arjuna in chapter 1 of Bhagavad Gita. He also was talking like some very moral person. But Krishna said, no, your duty is to fight. Karna should have surrendered to Krishna. He would have lived. He would have been so glorious, but no. He thought something was higher than Krishna's instruction. So, what is Krishna's instructions to us right now? Krishna's instructions to us is to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Everybody, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. And how do we know what is Krishna's instructions? We know because we sing it every morning. Yasya prasadad bhagavat prasado, yasya prasadan nagati kutopi. We are not concerned so much trying to follow Krishna directly. No. We understand Krishna wants us to follow our spiritual master. If we stick tightly to Srila Prabhupada's instructions, don't deviate, stick to Prabhupada. Just like we should surrender to Krishna fully, we don't know how to surrender to Krishna other than what Srila Prabhupada has taught us. What does he want us to do? Follow 1, 2, 3, 4 regulative principles strictly, and then chant 16 rounds of this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and then preach this Krishna consciousness movement. Thank you very much. All glories to ISKCON. Hare Krishna.
See you.